Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us again. Recording artist Craig Morrison is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world. If you have not heard his single, Fences, you will be hearing it on our program, as well as finding out how you can get it and support his music yourself. Craig, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing really good, Craig. Glad you could join us, and congratulations to you on the project, Fences. You know, Craig, you know, as an award-winning, you know, recording artist, you were really living the dream of so many artists out there who have been, you know, involved in their craft and really pushing toward their own goal. What has it been like for you to see your dreams coming true?
Oh, wow. That's a big statement. People like to say some people are an overnight success. I've never ever seen one. I've been doing this all of my life, and I guess to see some things unfolding of late has been a wonderful experience, but I got to tell you, there's a hell of a long way to go yet.
Well, you know what? I think that's the great thing about you, Craig, and so many others, is that you never stop. I mean, you hit one milestone and you keep pushing. Have you always known, though, that music was your gift? Did you always know that that's what you wanted to do?
Well, I grew up in a music background. My father's an entertainer. So, you know, when I was born, my dad was actually quite famous back in Australia. So, he was very famous. So I just thought everybody's dad was a singer. So I just sort of, grew up in the music industry, you know. I thought it was quite normal for, you know, a bunch of musicians to come around and sit up in your living room and start playing songs at parties and stuff, you know. It was a great childhood.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that, though, you know, Craig, because I think one of the things that has been true of you, and I'm curious as to your thoughts about this, is that you have really, though, created your own sound. I mean, I think the real key for any artist or anyone who wants to make it in anything is that you have to be true to yourself and let that come out. Do you think that's what people are picking up on with you, is that you're not trying to be anybody else but Craig Morrison?
I really don't know. But, you know, thank you for saying that. And I do try and stay, you know, true to myself. I think honesty is very important, because I think people see through deceit. You know, they can tell something that's fake. You know, so I'm just me. Yeah, I just do my thing. I love music. I love writing. I love performing. And I love the industry, so it's not overly hard for me to just do what I do, really. So.
Exactly. Well, you know what? I think that's definitely coming through. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Craig Morrison. We're talking to him not only about the love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. You know, it's one thing for people to, you know, be able to, you know, come to a concert, Craig, and to see you, but the internet has really opened up the world literally to you. What has that part of the journey been like for you, to have people literally around the world able to access your music and to share it?
Oh, it's a wonderful opportunity, and it's been very rewarding. I have people from all over the world. I mean, I've been lucky enough to tour pretty much everywhere around the world. I've been to Europe, I've been to like France and the UK, and here in the United States, all over the United States, and even back in Australia. So I'm very blessed to be able to take my music, you know, to a large portion of the world.
Right, exactly. And I think, you know, your fans have been, you know, very supportive in being able to share that. And, you know, you have, you know, literally been able to, you know, to do it using social media. But, of course, you know, I mentioned that there's that live performance as well. You know, have you gotten used to that part of the experience, Craig? Because I can imagine, you know, creating music is one thing. But to actually be up in front of an audience and to give your all in what you're doing and to feel that energy coming back at you, I mean, what has that part of the journey been like for you, to kind of feel the way that your music is affecting the listener?
Well, that's one of the most rewarding parts about working live, to be honest with you, is if you can captivate the audience and be it just putting a smile on their face or bringing a tear to their eye. I mean, that's my job, and I love it very much. I mean, that comes out when I'm writing my lyrics. I try and write things that are true and something that's going to emotionally move somebody in one way or the other. Be it get up on the dance floor and start getting the gear off, or sitting back and reminiscing about something that they've had in their past that they can familiarize with in the song.
Exactly. Well, I think that's definitely what's happening. The thing I'm going to ask my producer to get ready here is Fences. Craig, talk to us a little bit about that single and how it came about.
Okay. Fences, in actual fact, Fences is a song that was pitched to me, and that was written by Danny Simpson and John Edwards here in Nashville. I'm actually in New York right now. Actually, I'm at a convention that I'm about to get up on stage at. But that song was written by Danny Simpson and John Edwards, and two brilliant writers. But honestly, the first time I heard it when it was pitched to me, I totally just lived the lyrics. I really did. I knew exactly what they were trying to convey in the song, and I thought it would be a beautiful song to cut and put out there for other people to listen to. So I did, and it did really well. I went to number 3 in Australia, or 3 or 4, and it did really well for me here in the States as well. It really set me up here.
Yeah, well, it is a great song, Craig, and your vocals really bring it to life. For those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Craig Morrison with Fences. We'll be right back with our final moments with Craig right after this.
Nails, she didn't use wood, but right between us is where it stood, and I couldn't find a way of getting around it. It grew a little taller every day till there was nothing left to say, and I never thought I'd get over it, but I did. They can box you in, they can keep you out, you can put them up and tear them down. Some people hide behind them. You can peek through a hole to the other side, you can watch somebody living your life, or you can learn to fly. Fences. Gym, tangled in a wire that I couldn't mend. It was hard to say what was real and what wasn't. There were days that I swore I'd put it down, nights that I thought I was gonna drown. Never thought I'd turn it around, but I've done it. I've done it. They can box you in, they can keep you out, you can put them up and tear them down. You can watch somebody living your life, or you can learn to climb fences.
That was Craig Morrison with Fences right here on Conversations Live. We're actually speaking with a man himself. He just told us he's getting ready to go on stage and perform in just a little while. So, Craig, we appreciate you taking out this time. I want to ask you this, though. When people hear music by Craig Morrison, what is it that you hope they think about when they hear your name?
Oh, wow. Well, I hope that they remember possibly one of the songs that I've recorded and released over the past few years, or you know that they had a good time in my show. I guess you know that's a tough question. You know, I don't know. Sorry.
Well, you know,
I hope it's all good and positive. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be. I should say for our listeners who have not been to your website, Craig, it's craigmorrisonmusic.com. If they go there and they click on the Reverb Nation icon that they'll see there, it'll take you to your Reverb Nation page. That single that we just played here, Fences, we actually bought it from there because 50% of the proceeds are benefiting World Vision. You have several singles, Craig, that are benefiting World Vision as well. So we do encourage our listeners to go to craigmorrisonmusic.com, or you can go directly to his Reverb Nation page at reverbnation.com/craigmorrisonmusic. And make sure you guys support the music and share it. Share it with your friends and let them know about it. Craig, you know, I really appreciate the time today. One last question I have for you. We talk to people all the time about the pursuing of the dream. That's what you've done. That's what I've done. That's what we always try to aspire people to do. If people were to come to you and say, what advice do you give about the importance of pursuing the dream and not letting go of it, what would you say to them?
I have one. I use it all the time. It's dare to dream. I live by it. I really do. If you don't dream and aspire to achieve and have aspirations, then you're just not going to move in any direction. So, I live my life by it. I dare to dream. And you know, it's given me a wonderful life. You know, just because somebody says, oh, don't be a musician because you're not going to make any money out of it. Well, I totally disagree. I mean, you can want to be an artist or a musician or a singer or whatever you want to be. If you want to be it bad enough, you'll work out how to make money out of it, and you will achieve and you will succeed. You know, determination's got to be there. You know, you can't just look at the big starry end of the thing. You've got to know, you know, exactly what you're up for. But yeah, dare to dream. I do. I still do, and I always will. So that's my advice.
Well, you know, and that's great advice, Craig, and they're hearing it from someone who's doing just what you say, so thank you so much for that. Again, everyone, Craig Morrison has been our guest. Make sure you guys go to his website. Again, it's craigmorrisonmusic.com is where you guys can go. And then, of course, he is on Twitter as well, so you can find him at twitter.com/I'm Craig Morrison. I am Craig Morrison is where you guys can find him there. Craig, again, congratulations to you. Hope you have a great show today, and we look forward to staying
thank
in contact
you.
With
Oh, please do, buddy. That would be awesome. And thank you very much for having me on. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Hey, we appreciate that, Craig. And we appreciate all of you for tuning in as well. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Craig, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.